always be clear where you get your conservative talk.
The St. Louis Business Journal is now reporting that liberal billionaire George Soros is the largest shareholder of Odyssey,
the parent company of KMOX and 97.1 Talk.
Soros' maneuver raises critical questions about the future of media ownership and influence.
Money and attention is power. And when he has the money and he controls what's on the radio stations, he's going to be able to control the minds, essentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
St. Louis's trusted source and number one.
For conservative talk.
This is News Talk STL.
We have some new details on the stolen digital key from the Maricopa County Tabulation and Election Center. Investigators found the key in the home of a temporary election worker. What charges does the suspect face?
So he's being charged with theft and criminal damage and is currently behind bars, all while the county continues its investigation into a matter that has some folks worried about election integrity.
Election officials say the digital key is used to turn on their tabulation machine.
Okay. In and of itself, it does not allow votes to be changed.
Taking the one key out of the building, posing security risk, and costing the county more than $20,000.
429 on the Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show, and as we all know, election security is going to be a huge issue in this year's elections. We have just the person in the studio with us to talk about that. He is Shane Scholler. He's the Greene County Clerk and a candidate for Secretary of State. Welcome, Ben, to the show, sir.
Hey, thanks, Chris. Great to be here.
And also have to mention our mutual friend, former Representative Joe Smith, says hello. And I think he's supporting you for
he's a good guy.
For Secretary of State.
Absolutely.
All right, you heard that clip there. Anything like that happen here in Missouri? Do we have machines like that?
Well, you always have to do everything in bipartisan teams. You know, we swear in our deputy clerks, they take an oath, uphold the Constitution, follow the state laws. And so, but even in Greene County, you know, we do everything. You have to sign in when you go into where we have our election equipment stored. Mm-hmm. We now have key card entry. We also have cameras that are running 24/7. Wow. We watch everything that we're doing, even in our official office of the historic courthouse. You have to sign in before you can come in there.
Right.
So we have a number of security protocols that are there. And of course, again, you know, we now don't allow anyone that's not a member of the county clerk team even into where we have our election equipment. Unless they are supervised by one of our people in the office. And so we work diligently to make sure those types of things don't happen. But I'm telling you, you have to stay vigilant. You have to constantly be watching everything that you're doing. But it's really good to have the camera. So if anything does happen, you can go back and review that and make sure those people are held accountable for what they're doing. But that's the other thing is, you're also testing the equipment, you know, before the election, after the equipment. We're doing hand count audits as well. So you have to have a number of things in place to make sure you're protecting yourself because, you know, there's always potential there's going to be someone who's going to try to do something nefarious. Yeah. And that's why you have to have protocols in place. You have to have safeguards in place. You have to have checks and balances in place. All those things have to be there in order to safeguard your elections. Because the first and foremost thing, I said this last night at our debate forum with the Republican in Greene County, you know, I don't want a Republican with a Republican, and I don't want a Democrat with a Democrat, because Republicans have cheated before, too.
Right.
And so that's why you have to make sure that you have that bipartisanship, you have that integrity there, so that when there are questions asked, you have a much better opportunity to get to the bottom of the matter. And that's one of the things back after 2020, I really did a lot of steps to look at our chain of custody, because we'd never had that many ballots mailed into us. Mm-hmm. And so in 2016, we had 3,000 ballots mailed back. We had about 7,000 vote in person. In 2020, we had about half and half, about 15,000 mailed in and a little over 15,000 voted in person. We went and looked at all of our chain of custody documentation, because I tell you, every time that ballot moves, I want documentation that's following that. And the same way with our machines and our election equipment, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Shane, great to see you here in studio.
Yes.
Great to have you back here in St. Louis. Fun fact for everyone, if you're playing debate night trivia at home like we did last night, Shane and I and Congressman Jason Smith were roommates in Jefferson City back in the day. Boy, could we tell stories for the next hour.
Yes, we could.
But
maybe Jason would return our phone calls if we did.
There you go. Yeah,
that's right.
I know we're all trying to get a hold of him these days.
Exactly.
You know? He's trying to run the country, I guess, or something. You know, we all turned out all right.
That's
Shane,
good.
I want to follow up on that point, because for you know, Democrats especially, look, everybody's always trying to gain an edge, but Democrats want to pretend that there's no such thing as election fraud. Meanwhile, there were four officials recently caught on camera and arrested and charged with election fraud in Connecticut, you know, and so these things do happen. And even though the debate last night was good for our party, you are a Republican, running as a Republican, we have to remain vigilant, like you said, right? What has Missouri done in the last 4 years to ensure the integrity of our elections? And what would you like to do if elected Secretary of State to improve on
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Well, in 2022, I was president of the County Clerk Association. That's when the election integrity bill was written. I was part of that. Number one, we were proactive. We said drop boxes are not coming to our state. Mm-hmm. As we saw in other states like Georgia, especially people think of. We also made sure that when it came to when the ballot is mailed back to us, there's no opportunity to be able to go in and change anything on that ballot. So once there's no curing of the ballot. So that was made a state law during that time. No ballot cure. That was good because it set a standard because there wasn't a standard before that statewide. Mm-hmm. That was excellent. Also said that, you know, it put an onus on the state government and frankly local government. You're going to fund elections. So,
okay.
You know, for example, there was a lot of private money poured into elections back in 2020. And frankly, the state zeroed out the funding for elections that year. Mm. And so when I testified, I said, people won't accept private money if you step up and fund your part. And so that was critical. We got that in there to make sure that the state is doing its fair share when it comes to paying for elections, too. So that was critical. We also, in that bill, said that, believe it or not, when you voted absentee, it was not actually declared a polling place. And so we were able to declare that as a polling place to make sure the standards of no, you know, electioneering can happen even during absentee voting. So that was critical. And of course, we made the paper ballot the official ballot.
That's right.
And that was critical. We were always for that. We were in the House.
Yes.
And then we said, I do always tell the folks this, you know, I passed photo ID, was in the House. And then finally, we got to vote on it in 2016. Mm-hmm. And we thought it was solved, and then suddenly our friends in the legislature passed a bill that continued to allow you to show paper forms of documentation. I don't think that's what we voted on when we voted on that 2016. Mm-hmm. So finally in 2022, that ship got righted. All those paper forms of documentation are so easily counterfeited. They got swept out. Now it's a photo ID. If you don't show up the photo ID, you have to vote a provisional ballot, and we'll check to make sure your signature matches before that ballot's counted. So a lot of good safeguards happened, but one thing that didn't happen, and I talk about this constantly, and I was glad to see members of the legislature file it this year, and frankly, some of the people that are in this race filed it, but I brought it to the forefront, and that is when absentee ballot mail is returned, it is a best practice to check that signature, but it's not the state law.
Interesting. Mm.
And I tell folks, if someone is choosing not to check that signature, because we've seen what happened down in St. Louis City back in 2016, there were some shenanigans with mail, with ballots being picked up and et cetera, brought into the election office there in St. Louis City, you have nothing in law to hold them accountable with. And so we need that in law. Someone is trying to throw an election for whatever reason, either it's a person or two people. We now have the teeth of the law to say you're going to be held accountable, and that's critical.
Mm-hmm. Speaking with Shane Scholer, Greene County Clerk and candidate for Secretary of State, he is also a former Speaker pro tem in the Missouri Legislature. Okay, now it's time for the biographical questions. Who is Shane Scholer? Tell us about your experience, and why are you the best person for this job?
Well, I'm ready day one to be your Secretary of State. I've been serving as a county clerk in Greene County for 10 years now. So I have experience when it comes to administered elections. Actually, my very first election, we had someone who voted twice. We took that evidence to our sheriff. Mm-hmm. The sheriff did the investigation against separation of powers of government. Mm-hmm. Our prosecutor then took that evidence, and they made sure that offender was held accountable. So I understand what it is to catch someone in the act of voter fraud to make sure that they're held accountable. And then also, you know, the county clerk does a number of different duties. You just don't do elections. Of course, you do voter registration. We do tax administration. We do payroll administration. We, like today, all the employees of Greene County, this was the day to get their paycheck. And guess what? If they don't get their paycheck, we hear about it pretty quickly, you know, as you could imagine. So we do that. We oversee record retention archives, which is a duty of the Secretary of State's office. We oversee licensing notaries. And I like to joke, I'm a teetotaling Baptist with my name on every liquor establishment in Greene County.
That's right.
So I understand what it is to have a diversity of duties like the Secretary of State, as you know, not just doesn't oversee elections and voter registration. It oversees record retention archives, oversees business licensing. Mm-hmm. It also oversees the publishing of the rules, has a state library, also has a Wolfman Library for the Blind. It also has a security divisions, which protects our investments. And so number of duties there. And so this is, I think I am ready day one to be there. I don't have to take a year or two to learn what the role is of local election authorities. I can literally come in day one and be able to help them, because a lot of people know this. After 2020, we probably have a third brand new election officials across the state. And so it's important that they have people come alongside them and help them and be able to empower them and give them the resources and information they need to be able to do their job and do it well.
Shane Scholler running for Secretary of State. Shane, you know, I attend quite a few, and Chris does as well, electoral integrity conferences, national ones throughout the year. And so we're not as steeped in this knowledge as you are, but I'm a bit, I've become a bit terrified as how much the left is working behind the scenes with billions of dollars flowing into all hundreds of different C3s and C4s that sound really nice on the surface. Maybe it's not as much of a problem here in blood red Missouri, but I feel like they're always trying to target red states to cause chaos and disruption. We just had an expert on talking about Arabella Advisors, for instance, you know, and others. So we do have to remain vigilant on this, right?
Absolutely. No, I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, if there's a lesson the right could take, is that the left does not stop. They're constantly looking for new ways, new opportunities to be able to engage the people that they're trying to get involved in the process. And that's one of the reasons I love Turning Point USA, frankly.
Okay.
Because they are doing what I think the left does, and that is they're on the college campuses, they're in the churches, they're in so many different forums saying, we've got to get engaged. For too long, we've sat silent and let the left do this. And frankly, we have the most persuasive arguments when it comes to what we believe as conservatives, as Republicans, as constitutionalists, all those things. But we've stopped fighting the fight. And I think that's what, if there's anything, you know, we may not like it, but the difference is we're going to do with integrity.
Gotcha.
And that's critical. And so, you know, when you look at what the left has done, if there's anything that is that lacks integrity, that needs to be pointed out, needs to be highlighted so people understand that. Of course, you guys know this. Our friends in the media always don't help us do that, right?
Right. Other than
forums like this where it is highlighted. And so we just got to make sure that all those things are brought together. And that's part of what, that's where I'm a believer in transparency. You know, in 2022, I was named a Sunshine Hero here in our state for being transparent and open about what we do in Greene County, being open to the public. You know, I put on a Sunshine Law School for not just Greene County, but we literally did it for the fire protection districts, the cities. We even had the highway patrol come to it because it is important people have access to their government and be aware of what's taking place and they have that information. The only time I ever was challenged was I was asked for the cast vote record a couple of years ago. And in that, we knew we would compromise the secrecy of the ballot. So we had to go to a court to get a ruling before we could release that cast vote record. Dave Rowland, you probably both know him.
Yes.
He worked for the defendant. And unfortunately, we did have to, quote, take the person to court. But I called the person, said, you've done nothing wrong. But I've got a statute that says transparency. I have a statute that says protect the secrets of the ballot. We need someone to decide this. And so we went to our local circuit court and we got that decided. And we've now released that cast vote record. So that's the only time I've ever actually been challenged with that. But I did what the law said because how many times do we get frustrated people in elected office that are making decisions without the authority of the Constitution or the statute behind them? And that's part of what as Republicans I believe in, is that we believe in the rule of law. And if the rule of law is not there, then we need to make sure that we get that direction before we take action.
Gotcha.
Shane, one of your opponents has become very controversial and has become kind of a internet star. And one of her main lines on her stump speech is that every one of her competitors are crooks. Shane, are you a crook?
Well, I've never been convicted of anything. Maybe a speeding ticket or two in my life. So I don't know where that puts me. So anyway, but, you know, it's interesting. I always tell people when I run for office, I learn more about myself before I ran for office than when I was actually running for office.
Right.
People will make up things even if they're not true.
Holy Toledo.
Tim knows that better than anybody.
You know?
Yeah. I'm like one time I ran, first time I ran, it said hometown unknown. I was like, oh no. I was kind of frightened by that, you know? So, listen. People are going to say things, and certainly, you know, this particular candidate has a lot of energy. They're coming at it with a different tack than some other candidates. But certainly, you know, I respect this individual in terms of the right to be able to go out and campaign. Not the way I campaign. Right. Don't plan to campaign that way. But I certainly respect that that person's in this race and wish them well. I just hope at the end of the day, I'm the one that wins.
There you go.
Shane, how do you differentiate yourself in an 8-way primary? It's down ticket from, we've got a U.S. senatorial race. We've got a big kahuna governor's race, attorney general's race. You got eight people in here. I know all of you to some respect. I know many of you better than others. A lot of us, like Chris and I, have multiple friends in your race.
Yes.
So how do you differentiate yourself and try to convince the voters that you're the best person for the job?
Well, I liken it to when you go to vote for sheriff, you want a sheriff that has law enforcement experience. Mm-hmm. That's critical to them being able to do their job and do it well. And I say, I'm the only candidate running who actually has experience administering elections, running elections, overseeing elections, voter registration, record retention archives. And so that difference, I think, is critical to the duty of Secretary of State, because it literally takes, and I can tell you this as a county clerk, the first couple of years, you're learning every day. It's like by a fire hose, just learning. Even now, in my 10th year, I still learn every day. There's nuances, things I learn to get better. Why not have that knowledge day one and be ready versus having to come in and figure out what's taking place? And that's no disrespecting Secretary of State that doesn't have that experience, but I actually come with that knowledge, and I want to use it to serve the people. Mm-hmm. You know, my theme when I first ran was working to serve you. And, you know, we've gotten too top-down in our leadership, in my opinion. You know, the answers don't happen in Washington, D.C. The answers don't come from Jefferson City. The answers come from the people we serve. That's our best place to be able to link together. And, you know, even when we talk about our local libraries, like, I don't like what I see happen in local libraries, and I know we've had some controversy up in St. Charles, but I tell people, most of the funding for the library comes from your local property tax dollars.
Let's
empower the people to go to their commissioners and go to the city council and say, I want to be on that library board. It's important that we have their voice to hold them accountable. And yes, Secretary of State should say, we're not going to fund any library that is misusing those funds for these, you know, agendas that they're promoting that we're fully aware of. At the end of the day, that's how we do better, is when we engage with people locally. And that's what you learn in elections, is I can only be in one place at one time. If I want to have election integrity, it's going to take all of us coming together, because that's what our statutes call for. Mm-hmm. And so that's, I think, the difference I bring, is not only the understanding of the process, but the seeing to understand how to do it and do it well.
Gotcha. Shane, you and I will be at the Jefferson County Lincoln Days dinner tonight.
Yes.
Where else will you be in the area, and where are some other stops are you making around the state? And give folks the website if they want to get more information about your campaign.
Well, tomorrow is going to be some early 4th of July activities I'm going to be doing down southwest Missouri. And so you can't forget your home, hometown area that you're at, because I do know where our hometown is, actually. So. So that's good. And then on the 4th, I'll be back up here. I'll be in the O'Fallon 4th of July parade.
So that's a big one. That parade many
times. So last year we did Marshfield, but we got teams of people going everywhere. And so, and then I'm going to be in Kansas City on Monday night, meeting with a group up there. Okay. And so, as you know, there's no rest for the weary in this. And so putting a lot of time on the road. Last weekend I was up, started the Friday night in Douglas County. Mm-hmm. Went up Saturday to Gentry County, and then over, spent the night in Columbia, went to church with a friend there, then went up to Pike County, and then came back. So it's just we're everywhere.
Wow. Yeah. Intense.
Absolutely. But it's fun. It's
website.
What we're supposed to do. ShaneForSOS.com, social media at Shane Scholler.
And he's also on Instagram at Shane Scholler and Facebook. Shane, thank you so much to come in. We've been trying to kind of been slacking not having you on, but I'm glad we finally got you on. I will see you tonight, and best of luck in your campaign.
Appreciate it.
Chris's Corner, come back, we'll talk about the disastrous debate performance by Joe Biden last night and how the Democrats are panicking. You're listening to the Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show on 101.9 94.1 News Talk STL, number one for live and local conservative talk. Fight.